Good morning. Welcome to Chamber Chat. I'm Jack Llewellyn from the, obviously, Chamber of Commerce, and you can go to durangobusiness.org to check out all of our upcoming events and put on your calendar. Coming up on January 19th is our awards event for the wonderful Durango Rocks. And speaking of who rocks, Judy Duke, you are the co-chair of Salvation Army. Thank you for coming in.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Well, absolutely. You know, you were at the Rotary that I spoke at, the morning Rotary.
Right.
Daybreak, very early in the morning. And afterwards, you said, can Salvation Army come on and do an interview? And I said, absolutely, because you guys do some incredible things. And holidays are right around the corner. So my first question is, how do you become a volunteer to be a bell ringer?
Well, you can call our number. And
do you know what that number is? And if not, I'm sure you could Google Salvation Army Durango, and then that will come up. And once you get the number, then people can get a hold of you or show up at Daybreak Rotary and you get them signed up.
Right. Or your church. We just have a plethora of places that you can sign up to be a bell ringer.
Now, with the bell ringing, you have a variety, too, of locations. So how many roughly do you have in the community?
Well, right now we have Bayfield. And we have both doors at Walmart, North and South City Market.
Okay.
And just for fun, we have Star Liquor.
Oh.
Where if you're coming to get your supply of liquor for the holidays.
Sure, a little holiday cheer.
We can, you know, make you feel guilty, and then you have to put a lot of money in the kettle. No, well, just kidding.
Well, you know what I found works really well when I've done the bell ringing in the past is I would actually take a puppy. We had a puppy at the time, and I would say, okay, it's $1 to pet my puppy. And people would go, okay, Jack, we'll go ahead and pay. But it is an incredible teaming of community members. Anybody can get out and bell ring. You have, I believe, it's two-hour shifts?
We do, and we often split them. I share it with a friend sometimes, but two-hour shifts, and it is the best of Durango and the best of La Plata County. I think it just is a wonderful way to volunteer and help our community throughout the whole year.
You bet.
You know, you think of it just at Christmas time, but every single day we are helping people.
Now, how much money is raised on average every year during the bell ringing?
Well, you will be amazed. We have around $120,000 raised.
Wow.
And we are one of the best in Colorado as far as an organization. We're called a service unit. We don't really have a church. So I think we may be the highest in Colorado. And they're always amazed at how much we make.
You know, in this community, and it's just a testament of how giving this community is. It's amazing to me. So $120,000. I also know I've heard that you occasionally we'll get an incredible donation.
We have already received a $10,000 check this year, and it's from a man who doesn't even live in Durango.
Really?
But he told us that he's so impressed with our low overhead because so many organizations have high overhead. We have almost none.
Right.
And also we focus on basic emergency needs for the most vulnerable people in our community.
That is amazing. Mm-hmm. And the money stays here.
It stays here except for a tithe of 10% from the kettle,
okay,
which goes up to Denver for organizational things.
Right. Now, I Googled the number.
Okay.
Is that the number?
It is.
I put in just to prove this can be done, Salvation Army, Durango, Colorado, and the number that comes up is 970-422-4221.
Correct.
Okay. So, again, that's 970-422-4221. And again, you could just Google the Salvation Army Durango and it pops up and says call, and that is the number. Now, again, if somebody wants to volunteer, it's simple. Just give that number a call.
Right. And you'll get a message machine, but we'll call you right back and you can say what you want to do and we'll sign you up.
Wow. And then what's really cool is that all you need to do is show up because the kettle, the vest, or not the vest, but the apron, and the bell are always right at the location wherever it is you're going to be bell ringing.
Exactly. And just as an aside, if you have to do community service, you can get double hours for ringing the bell for Salvation Army. And we have a lot of people who do that, and they love it, and they come back the next year just out of the goodness of their heart because they love it.
I want to be part of this every year.
Yes.
Well, I know I've enjoyed doing it off and on over the years, and I always chuckle because I'm always trying to figure out where's the sun going to be when I'm ringing, because, you know, it gets a little chilly. You don't think about it now because it's beautiful outside, but when do you start the bell ringing process?
We start 2 days before Thanksgiving, and we end on Christmas Eve.
Oh, okay.
So I love Salvation Army because we have one fundraiser, and that's it. The rest of the year, we give out money. But
wow.
We do the one fundraiser, and, you know, we have 500 to 600 bell ringers,
uh-huh.
And which is just amazing. Our community is so fantastic, and we appreciate them so much.
Well, I remember the late Bill Mashaw, who we've named our Volunteer of the Year Award after, and Bill always was one of those ones that would get people to sign up, you know, and I think of John Gamble is always at Kiwanis,
yes.
Saying, okay, guys, sign up, sign up, sign up. And now when you do the bell ringing, what's been the most rewarding thing that you've seen?
Well, I had a lady who was elderly, and she came up and she said, well, I was waiting for my Social Security check to get here so that I could donate. And she wrote a check for $25. And to me, that means as much as the $10,000 check that we received.
Absolutely.
And of course, the little children who come up and put a dime in, or it's so cute. Their grandparents will hold them up to the kettle. And I just think it's a really beautiful testament to our community, like you say.
I would have to say that for me, it's always watching those kids, you know, because they just, their eyes light up, and then they kind of come up to you kind of shy, you know. And I've always, you know, gone out and purchased little candy canes or something and say, hey, if you want to donate, you know, here, or even if you don't donate, you need a candy cane to brighten your day, a little chocolate, whatever it might be, just to kind of let people know that, I'm giving back as well.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing I really like is people will come up and say, Salvation Army helped my family in Oklahoma when we had a flood or whatever. They have, we get a lot of that where people come back and say, you helped me and I can only give you a little bit, but thank you so much.
And how does somebody then, I'm going to say apply, that may be the right, qualify, what's the right word I'm looking for if somebody needs assistance from Salvation Army?
Well, we have a variety of ways. For our big amounts of money, which could be so you don't get evicted from your home, so you get new tires for your car so you can get to the doctor.
Right.
Those bigger amounts, we go through what's called Community Emergency Assistance Coalition. And for that, you go to Housing Solutions and fill out an application.
Okay.
Every week, Salvation Army gives out $1,400.
Wow.
We are the biggest contributor, but there are other organizations that contribute also.
And Housing Solutions, for those that may not know, is right kind of between, I'm going to say, Ska Brewing out here in Bodo Park and the Blue Building in Rocky Mountain Chocolate. It's actually right next door to the studios here, too. But it's if you drive up around Turner Drive and you come around the curve at the top of the hill, and it's on the right-hand side. Also, Region 9 is in the same building. But that is where you go if you feel that you need assistance. And I want to point out, too, that anybody at any time can need assistance. It could come up from losing a job. It could come up from, you know, having a flood or something that displaces you from your home. So a lot of times I've talked to people and said, well, I could never ask for help. I don't want to do that. But sometimes we might all need that.
Exactly. And we try to focus on people who, where the money is going to really make a difference. Say a woman coming out of the safe house who needs a deposit on a apartment or those kinds of things. And then the other main way that we give out money is through Manna Soup Kitchen on Tuesday and Thursday. We have a wonderful young lady there who handles client services. And we have gas cards for $25, food cards for City Market, prescriptions, which we are very careful to be sure they're not for narcotics.
Right, right.
She does a wonderful job. Bus tokens are very important. We give out 100 bus tokens a week.
A week. 100 bus tokens a week.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because the bus costs a dollar, which doesn't seem like a lot. But for some people, again, a dollar back and forth all week is a lot.
That can add up quickly. What are some of the other organizations that you work with?
We have a wonderful partnership with many organizations. Our two main ones are Housing Solutions and MANA. We also give rec center passes to the safe house.
Oh.
So a family that comes there and is so traumatized, they can go and work out or go swimming, or the kids can climb the wall and forget a little bit about what's been happening.
Yeah.
We help La Plata Youth Services with rec center passes.
Mm-hmm.
we work with the Boys and Girls Club and Vaughn, who's wonderful there, Vaughn and also Morrison, on our board. Uh-huh. He takes them out and buys shoes, buys school clothes, wow, buys what they need. But the whole, oh, the other wonderful man we work with is Chaplain Blake at La Plata County Jail. When he's a great guy. When someone's getting out of jail and they have no family, no one to turn to, they can have a night at a hotel. Mm-hmm. They can have a bus ticket. They can have a ticket to Walmart, a gift card, uh-huh, to get some clothes or whatever. Because about the few months before they're getting out of jail, they are so nervous if they don't have a plan.
Right.
But with our money, they can have a plan at least for a few days, and they can at least make it home.
You know, and so many veterans talk about that, almost the same situation, that mm-hmm, they've been in the Army or the military, and they've been told what to do, when to do, how to do it for, you know, however many years, and then they all of a sudden are thrust into society, and they go, wow, I mm-hmm, don't, you know, same thing when you get out of jail, incarcerated, and you've served your time, all of a sudden you are responsible for these decisions that you've never had to make before.
Plus, if they go in the summer and they come out in the winter, they're wearing flip-flops and shorts.
Ah.
And they have a gift card to Walmart, so they can go get some clothes.
Right.
And Chaplain Blake is a wonderful support there. And we started working with him. So we have wonderful partners and wonderful volunteers.
Wow. Wow.
So and again, no overhead.
And
very
no
little.
Overhead. Because you're a volunteer.
Absolutely. We don't have a building. We have just us and...
That's amazing.
Very minimal overhead.
And again, I'm going to give out the number one more time here. It's 970-422-4221, or you can Google Salvation Army Durango, Colorado, and you can sign up as many times as you want to be a bell ringer.
Right.
I always take a little boombox with me and play Christmas mm-hmm, carols, and I try and ring the bell to the beat.
Mm-hmm.
Jingle
mm-hmm,
bells.
And we have people who sing, their families sing, they play an instrument. It depends. Sometimes, you know, it's yeah, not so welcome, but I'm sure yours is very welcome, Jack.
They would pay me more to shut up, is what they would, Judy. I'm telling you. They would be like, Jack, quit singing. Here's an extra $100. So maybe I'll try that strategy.
But they like your dog.
They like the dog. Yes, yes. We'll bring the dogs and the puppies and everything. So how long have you been with Salvation Army?
I think I've been with them about 6 years, and I've been chair about 3 or 4 years, and
wow.
I have a new co-chair, so I'm going to be moving on a little bit, but I'll
some passing the baton
a little bit, but I'm still involved because I believe in it so much.
Right. I should say passing the bell ringer.
Passing the bell. Yes.
Passing the bell.
Or the kettle.
What have we forgotten?
We've
got about 30 seconds. You've got a
well, I just want to say one last thing I'd like to say is that I believe volunteering is the best exercise of democracy. We vote now and then, mm-hmm, but every single day we can change our community by what we do. And Salvation Army is a wonderful way to help people every single day.
Absolutely. You know, and I spoke at Fort Lewis College. Every time I speak up there, one of the biggest messages I tell people is give back. You don't know how important that is. And I just spoke a couple weeks ago, and the class kind of looked at me funny and said, no, trust me, you need to give back. It not only makes you feel good, it's the right thing to do. Pay it forward.
It is. thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you for coming in. And again, if I can get my phone to wake up here quick enough, it is 970-422-4221 if you'd like to volunteer or learn more about Salvation Army. Judy, we'll see you out there bell ringing.
Okay. Hopefully it won't be too cold that day.
No, I'll dress warm. We've got to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.